On this Tuesday, let's check the weather forecast with Don Day. He's a day weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. I hope you have sunshine there today.
We do, but it's a little chilly.
Yeah, same here. And farmers are wondering across the whole of the Midwest how long this cold will last and how deep it will get.
Well, first of all, it's got some staying power. We're going to go through the rest of the work week, and we're going to go through the weekend with below average temperatures. We don't see any significant moderation till maybe the end of the weekend. I think Sunday is a day where we start to break out of this cold, but this cold has got some legs to it. And unfortunately, there might be another salvo of cold coming in after a brief warm-up, right around the late Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday time frame of next week. So April is throwing a lot at us. So it's going to be maybe 10 days or so before we can get into a more consistently warmer pattern.
All right. So I'd like to talk about the bottom third of the Midwest to begin with. So the last rung of the counties in Iowa south, because those will be the places that have planted through Kansas, Missouri, the bottom half of Illinois or thereabouts, parts of Indiana, at least some will have moved. What are conditions like in those areas?
Let's get a little more specific, I guess, with the days that we're most concerned about, because we are going to see your usual springtime up and downs over the next week to 10 days. But we've got some cold periods coming. And one area of concern that we have will be overnight Tuesday into Wednesday morning. Freezing temperatures along and south of Interstate 80 will get as far south as northern Missouri and central, and even parts of central and southern Indiana could be down to near freezing. And then we're going to see that again Thursday morning and Wednesday night. Then we're going to see temperatures moderating a little bit, but even into the start of the weekend. Saturday is another day where we could wake up to near freezing or sub-freezing temperatures before that little warm-up I talked about on Sunday comes on in.
And then how about those areas in the northwestern Corn Belt? They're still harvesting some of the corn in the Dakotas, and they're always later than we are, for sure, in the beginning of their springtime.
The one problem that they have is not so much the cold, because, yeah, they're going to go well below freezing as well, and that's going to certainly be a concern. It's that high soil moisture content that they had from last summer, last spring, and into this winter season. Now, there's one saving grace, is that those northwestern Corn Belt areas are going to miss out on the heavier precipitation over the next 10 days. Looks like that's going to be more along and south of IE.
Hey, thanks so much, Don. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming.